I went outside about 10 minutes before I was ready to leave, turned the car on to let it defrost, and I was in and out to the car sporadically, you know, leaving things in and stuff like that. And I'd say there was a 3 to 5 minute gap between my last bout out to the car. I was just sitting in the car ready to go to the gym, and I was sitting in the driver's seat, and I looked to my left and there was somebody sitting beside me. I live 5 kilometres from the nearest town, so having somebody being just walking around in quite a rural area, I wasn't expecting it at all. The person who had gotten into my car, my gym bag was sitting on the passenger seat, had lifted the gym bag off, sat in themselves, and then put my gym bag sitting on their own knee as if, okay, let's go. I kind of backed myself out of the car, but still kind of had my head in because he was still just sitting there. And the only response I had was, get out of my car, what are you doing, why are you in there? He then put my gym bag down and proceeded to get out, and he just kind of slowly started to back away from the car. Once he was out of my car, I kind of went round the other side close to my house and was still shouting, you know, what are you doing, why are you in my car? And his only response to me was, calm down, stop screaming. The whole purpose of this was just to warn people, like, because as I said, it's such a common thing we do, to go out, defrost the car, go in, make yourself a bit of cereal, a bit of toast, and come out, you know, when the car is nice and warm. You don't know who's around. Even if it's a rural area, you don't know who's there. That's what kind of shook me the most was, as I said, we are 5 kilometres from the nearest town, that there was somebody out on a country road at that hour of the morning. The ice as well, how he made it up my road.